Flags waved, there was celebration in the streets, and fireworks lit the skies yesterday. We're not talking about an independent celebration here in America. This was in Greece, after the national soccer team won a shocking upset victory over host country Portugal. A replay of the call as the Greek team scored the single goal that would give them the 2004 European Cup, a prize second only to the soccer's World Cup. Thousands of fans gave the team a hero's welcome at the airport in Athens today. Sophia Kolokotroni, foreign editor at Star Channel TV, watched the game on the island of Mykonos. She joins us now from Athens. Sophia, is everyone still riding high there in Greece today?
Everybody's happy. It's a big party here. People are outside. The whole nation is partying, as they say, and they want to continue.
The Greek team beat Portugal twice during the tournament, as well as the defending European champion France in the quarterfinal round. Were fans confident going into the final match that Greece could pull this out, or were they a bit nervous?
Well, Greeks, they were pretty confident. Everybody else was not. Everybody else believed we're not going to win. But somehow we believe it, and we gave all this, like, life and power into the stadium, and you know, it was a miracle, but it happened.
Is victory all that much sweeter since you were the underdog?
Yes, definitely. As many people said, nobody knew about us, and now everybody's talking about us.
Well, what's been going on in the streets there today?
Well, it's unbelievable. Seriously, it's the whole city is outside. Nobody's in the house or in the office. I'm one of the very few people working right now. It's very late, and it's a big party. And this is like for 24 hours now since yesterday. When I came last night, it was hard to drive from the port to my house, and took me more than like 2.5 hours. Usually takes 45 minutes. So people are wearing blue and white. This is the colors of our flags. They sing. There are fireworks. It's a very big day.
24 hours later and the party's still going strong.
Yes, yes. And as somebody said, if this is a dream, I don't want to wake up. Please don't wake me up.
Now, Greece, of course, hosts the Olympics this summer, and there
yes.
have been fears and some speculation that the facilities might not be completed in time. It's safe to say the national mood is quite high right now with the games just weeks away, but will this victory have any impact on preparations for the Olympics? Did it slow down the construction at all?
I don't think so, seriously. I think it's going to happen exactly the opposite. I really believe it.
The
I don't
opposite?
Think so. Yes, because you know what? If something like that happens in a country, you realize how important it is to show your best face in a big event like the Olympics. Okay, so people are very enthusiastic about the Olympics. They're very happy that we have the Olympics here. So I think that was the best thing that happened before the Olympics for us.
It gives Greece a chance to strut a little bit.
Yes, and actually gave people unity, this happiness that gives you the energy to go on, to try to do your best, to show your best face.
Sophia Kolokotroni is a foreign editor at Star Channel TV. Sophia, thanks so much for talking to us, and congratulations to you.
You're very welcome, and thank you very much.